I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I am so happy you're with us this hour. You have no idea. I am ecstatic that you are with us this hour. And if you've missed the other 2 hours of today's spectacular show, you want to go by the middle of the week. We aim for Wednesday at the latest. Sometimes we get lucky and everything gets archived and podcast earlier. But generally speaking, by Wednesday, if you go to travelers411.com, the numbers, like the old thing you used to dial for information, directory assistance, remember those days? So travelers411.com and click on podcast. You will find today's show. You can, and also, you know, both of the shows will be there, Travelers 411 and Travel with Stephanie Abrams. You click on either one, and you'll be able to find the podcasts. And I'm going to tell you right now, the interview we are doing today, we are going to rebroadcast tomorrow in Sunday's show. So I want to make sure that all of my listeners coast to coast and all who listen on iHeartRadio, hi all y'all, have an opportunity to meet this hour's guest, who is a person I have long admired, respected, and felt like I adopted into her family when I saw a feature film made about her life. The mystery lady's name is Temple Grandin. Now, for those of you who have seen the film Temple Grandin, I know you have just uttered a sigh of excitement. And for those who don't know her name, you are in for such a remarkable treat. I was mentioning to friends the other day that Temple Grandin is going to be speaking at Beekmantown High School in Beekmantown, New York, which is about, I don't know, 12, 14 miles, 10 miles, something like that, from Plattsburgh, New York. And you can actually hop aboard Amtrak and get yourself to Plattsburgh, where you can either take a taxi or pick up a car. Temple Grandin, if I got my dates right, I really should look at the calendar. I'm going to tell you a date, and then I'm going to check on the calendar. If I'm wrong, I will correct myself. But I'm pretty sure it's the 24th of October. And the doors open at 6 p.m. at Beekmantown High School in Beekmantown, New York, where Temple Grandin will be speaking. Earlier that day, she's going to be leading some seminars and discussions, and we're going to talk about that this hour. Why am I thrilled about this woman? Well, first of all, for me to go to Beekmantown, which I'm planning to do, I am falling into my own category of intentional travel, where you go someplace for with a specific purpose in mind. And maybe while you're there, you go explore the Adirondack Coast because it's gorgeous. You go across Lake Champlain into Vermont because it's gorgeous. You have some other fun while you're there, but you've got a mission, a specific purpose. And my specific purpose is to be in the presence, along with 899 other expected people, I am told, of the gymnasium at the high school in Beekmantown, who will be turning out to hear the featured speaker, Temple Grandin. telling some friends about Temple the other day because I was so excited. I'm planning to go to this event. They didn't know who she was. So I said, well, you've got to come over and we're going to watch the film Temple Grandin. And I thought we had it on tape, but we don't. So I ordered it from Amazon. And it's, I got, I don't know, $8.99, including shipping. Was free shipping. So, and it wasn't free shipping because of my Prime membership, I don't think. I think it was just free shipping. So, people, you ought to get yourself a copy of this film. And you're going to want to, especially after we visit this hour with Temple Grandin, an incredible, incredible woman who got the answer by doing her own unique research into how, why cows moo, which changed the livestock industry. The story is incredible. She is incredible. I'm crazy in love with this woman. And I am so thrilled that she has been so generous with her time to be with us so I can share her with you today. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Plan to be at Boston Symphony Hall on December 29th or 30th for the Home Alone concert. Experience this true holiday favorite as never before on the big screen with live orchestral accompaniment and members of the Wellesley High School Chorus. Don't miss this hilarious and heartwarming performance. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
You may remember that last week we had on the air Rachel Dutal, who I am convinced is related to Eve Dutai, and somebody dropped the I out of her last name when they emigrated from France to America however long ago. And if you don't know who Eve Dutai is, go Google. Y-V-E-S, Eve, Frenchman. Fabulous singer and songwriter. And interestingly enough, one of the songs he wrote is called Prendre un enfant par la main, which means take a child by the hand. And clearly the life of Temple Grandin is polka-dotted with people who either embraced her hand properly or improperly, all of whom had ultimately a very positive impact on this very free-thinking, independent, strong, autistic woman. And you are such an inspiration to everyone, Temple, who struggles with any challenge, but particularly for those families and individuals who struggle with the challenges of autism. And I don't know where to start with you because you are such a multifaceted diamond. So why don't we talk first about, just so that people know, you are a professor of animal science at Colorado State University. You are admired and revered in the whole raising of livestock and how that whole industry works and the impact that you've had on that. And there is such an interfacing between your life, your challenges, and your capabilities. So just a big wow. You know I'm crazy about you, right?
Okay.
Let's start with what you're doing in Beekman Town. And I got to get my calendar out so I double check it really is October 24th. And just reconfirm that to everybody. You're going to be doing some, you know, workshops and, I don't know, seminars, whatever, earlier that day. And then... and that's about autism. And then that evening, it's more focused on agriculture. Have I got that right?
Well, yes. And I sometimes do talk where I talk about different kinds of minds, where I do both animal behavior and I do autism. One of the things I talk about in a lot of my lectures is visual thinking. Everything I think about is a picture. Now, I want to emphasize not everybody with autism is a visual thinker. Some are mathematical thinkers. Some are word thinkers. But one thing that tends to stand out is uneven skills. Good at one thing, bad at something else. Now, being a visual thinker helped me in my work with cattle because I observed what they were looking at. So in my first work, I got down in the chutes, and that is shown in the HBO movie. and noticed that the cattle would stop at a shadow, a coat on a fence, a car parked next to the handling facility, a shadow on the ground, a hose on the ground. And to me, it was obvious to look at the things the cattle were looking at. And I didn't know when I was in my 20s that other people didn't think in pictures the same way I did. And so to those other people, it wasn't quite so obvious.
Now, in the movie that was made about your life, Claire Danes plays your part, and
yes.
She is Temple Grandin in the, as a growing person in the film.
Yeah, as a teenager in my 20s when I got my business started.
And you were quite the businesswoman, and such an inspiration for anybody facing any kind of challenge, or particularly those of you where autism is touching your life, your family's.
Well, I want to emphasize, autism is extremely variable. Also, when the kids are little, they can look really terrible. When I was 3, I looked really terrible. I had no speech, constant screaming, no social contact. And I got really good early educational intervention. That's super important. Then there's milder forms of autism where there's no speech delay. And when the kid's 8 or 9 years old, he's got no friends and is real socially awkward. And then you can have much more challenged cases that are nonverbal. And some of those kids can learn to type independently. And then there's some other people with autism labels where you have other medical problems on top of the autism. So you have this huge spectrum. This is a real problem. This has especially been a problem since they changed the diagnostic guidelines in 2013.
Right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. We're talking with Temple Grandin. It is October 24th at the Beekmantown High School in Beekmantown, New York. I'm going to be there. If you're there, find me. Wave at me. You know what I look like. Go to sabrams.com. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelsons returns for his 5th season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrill to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Movies show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along, and for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event. Drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here, traveling between Albany, New York, and Montreal. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Away from Broadway, just in the run.
We are blessed to have on the line with us Temple Grandin. She is professor of animal science at Colorado State University. She will be making a public appearance on October 24th at Beekman Town High School in Beekman Town, New York, which is not far from Plattsburgh, which means if you're not driving up You could take Amtrak out of Albany, out of New York City, to Plattsburgh, and then pick up ground transportation from there, arrange for a taxi, a limo, a rental car, whatever makes you happy. And at 6 p.m., the doors will open, and the event starts at 7 p.m., where Temple Grandin will be speaking in conjunction with sponsorship from the local autism group, the Minor Institute, and the Agricultural Extension, which I believe is an outgrowth associated with Cornell University, if I'm not wrong. And there is a feature film about Temple Grandin, people, that you have to see because it will so inspire you as it did me. And I actually, as I mentioned in the last segment, went out and ordered the DVD, which should probably come today, actually, so that I can invite some friends over to sit down and get what my mother would have called edumacated. She had some sense of humor, but true, to kind of get you up to date and up to speed on what is possible within the human spirit. So for those of you who would be interested in participating in the event I'm going to, which is the evening event at Beekman Town High School, there is no admission charge. There is a very small nominal fee for those who want to be at the afternoon, or what time are they, the other seminar things you're doing?
I don't remember.
I think I was told they're in the like midday or early afternoon, and the fee is $25, and I'm sure it goes to support.
I want to also mention that the HBO movie is available on all the streaming services, too.
And every now and then you'll actually see it listed at HBO. So if you go into a search, a title search, it'll tell you when it's going to air the next time. I just want to own the film because I like to take films with me when I travel. So when we go anywhere, my DVDs go with me because I can never rely on, you know, I need a good story once a day.
So. Well, I just want to emphasize some of the, you know, DVD slots are disappearing out of the computers. So I just want to let people know about the streaming services.
Well,
but
you know,
one advantage of the DVD is it has extra interviews on it that are not on the on some of the streaming services.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, and you're right. My laptop does not have a disc player in it anymore, which is what makes it so light to travel with. But now I travel with a separate thing. You plug in the USB port that's a DVD player. So now I got two pieces of equipment that have to go instead of one.
Yeah, that's that problem. They want to phase the discs out. And I hope they put the interview other interviews onto some of the streaming services.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool. So at what the seminars that you're doing on the 24th during the day, what are they about?
Well, I'm going to be talking about the different kinds of minds. Some people are visual thinkers. Some people are mathematical, more pattern thinkers. And some people are word thinkers. And this will usually show up when the kids are around, you know, second, third, or fourth grade. You'll get the kids that are good at art. You'll get the kids that are good at math. And what you need to do is take the thing the kid's good at and advance it. I was encouraged to do lots and lots of different kinds of drawings. And doing art became the basis of my design business in livestock. Build on the things the kids are good at. I also want to emphasize very good teachers I had. Extremely good early intervention speech therapy teacher, a wonderful third grade teacher in my elementary school. Then later on in high school, my science teacher who got me turned around, got me interested in science. And the other thing I learned when I went away to boarding school is they let me run the horse barn, and I learned how to work, which is something that's really important.
Wow. Well, we need to take another break. The next segment's a nice, long, uninterrupted segment, and we're going to be able to really dig in to the whole area that makes Temple Grandin extraordinary and how this woman of all, you know, in the year of the woman, this woman completely reinvented the way folks that have big cattle farms work. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here with Temple Grandin. But I always read it from cover to cover.
Cheek and holler, ooh la la!
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum! Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an
old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Temple Grandin, professor of animal science at Colorado State University and woman genius, who also was born and found out early in life that she was atypical in many ways and was diagnosed ultimately with autism, and is a phenomenal inspiration to everyone who has heard that word introduced into their lives or into the life of someone in the family. You know, Dr. Grandin, Temple.
Yes, I'm right here. So I just got a text message.
I have a Master of Science degree in education and social science, and I was blessed with some amazing teachers along my undergraduate.
Well, I want to really emphasize the importance of really, really good teachers. I had some very, very good teachers, and that is just super, super important. Good teachers can make all the difference. And I'm getting really concerned that a lot of kids that are different, that dyslexic, you know, fully verbal on the autism spectrum, ADHD or some other label, kind of falling through the cracks. Because in my work with the livestock industry, I worked with all kinds of skilled tradespeople, metal workers that were just brilliant, they could invent anything, and they were definitely dyslexic or maybe mildly autistic. And today, they've taken so many of the hands-on classes out of the schools. Now, I'm happy to say that some places in New York State are keeping it in, and kids aren't getting exposed to stuff like cooking, sewing, woodworking, metalworking, plumbing, electrical. And these are good jobs that are not going to get replaced by computers. And we're getting kids today that have never made a paper airplane. In fact, I've got a new book out now called Calling All Minds, How to Think and Create Like an Inventor. And in Calling All Minds, I have my childhood projects. That includes paper airplanes, kites, jumping jacks, all kinds of little things I made out of cardboard and paper. Also, biographies of famous inventors and copies of their patents. You know, we got to get kids interested to get off the screens and get out there and do things.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you know, I was going to say, one of my outstanding professors is probably gone at this point from this planet, Dr. Mark Belf. Anyone who's listening who ever had him, you never forget him. And he was a very small man. He barely cleared 5 feet tall. But he was a powerhouse and a titan. And I remember, and this was in the Department of Education at Queens College of the City University of New York. I am a product of a public school education. And I remember a number of classes, and this was not day before yesterday. In one of the classes, he used the Socratic approach. He would say something impossible, and a sentence or two, and then sit down and let the class fight.
And when you said that, being a visual thinker, I just thought, well, is the Empire State Building purple? I just tried to think up, there's something really stupid to say. Right. Maybe we could have, obviously it's not. But.
Well, the thing is, one of those classes, he said, all children have the potential to be Einstein. And then he sat down. And what went on after that was the, you know, nature versus nurture, you know, the genetics versus the environment. And at the end of this 2-hour class, the last 10 minutes, he would get up and kind of summarize what he heard and what he thought. And his point was, if you start out by, in your own mind, labeling a child's and limiting a child's ability in your own mind, that this child can't.
What I get concerned about is when I've been out to Silicon Valley. I have given talks out of major tech companies. I've been to Microsoft. I've been to Google and other companies. Half those programmers are on the mild end of the autism spectrum.
Oh, no kidding.
And then I see a kid at an autism meeting that's 10 years younger, and he's addicted to video games and going absolutely nowhere, and nobody even thought to even teach him some coding. There's no way they can get interested in coding if they're not exposed to it. I got interested in cattle because I was exposed to them when I was 15 years old at my aunt's ranch. You know, students today, a lot of them aren't getting exposed to enough stuff to find stuff they couldn't make a good career. Theater would be another career that's not going to get replaced by computers. Now, low-level accounting, that's going to get replaced. High-end doctor that's going to read your leg x-ray in the future, a computer in the future will read your leg x-ray. You told me all about how you fell over the dog and broke your leg. That's going to get done in the future by a computer.
I think it is now, frankly. I don't know. I have a tough time in the county I live in actually getting to see a doctor. And a lot of nurse practitioners, God bless them, but, you know, when I go into a hospital, I want to see a doctor.
Well, yeah, and then the tech can't tell you anything about the x-ray, but they'll let you look at it.
Right, exactly. You got the whole story.
The new digital x-rays are pretty easy to read, actually, and you can look at it and go, eek, that's really bad, or we'll just put a cast on it or a boot on it, and it'll be fine. Just don't walk on it too much.
Explain to my audience how you... In seeing, you know, in the...
All right, let's just talk about the leg thing. As I talk about these things, I'm seeing a boot. In fact, I'm seeing a person that was at the airport recently that had a boot on. I'm seeing another person at the airport that was using one of these scooters, where you're a knee scooter. You see, as I talk about something like that, I actually see it. Now I'm seeing some digital x-rays that were at a veterinary conference.
So the
things come up in my mind,
the storage,
as specific pictures.
The storage closets in your brain open and these pictures fall out.
Well, they're categorized. So, I mean, I can get in the x-ray department. I'm actually seeing the x-ray of my collarbone when I was a very young child and broke my collarbone the last day of school. It actually wrecked my summer. X-rays were very blurry. And I'm seeing that.
So
I'm also now feeling and seeing the ACE bandage they put on me.
It wasn't
broken really badly, but it ruined my summer.
In the film, they show when you're at that, there was a gate, and the gate opened and it didn't close. So you had to get out.
Now,
close.
I made that. The projects that are in the HBO movie are accurate. I actually did all the projects that are shown in the movie. The movie also shows visual thinking very accurately, and the main characters are real.
Well, that's my question.
Now, obviously, to do a movie, they had to, like, change some stuff around and compress some events.
But let me ask a question. When you say, you know, they that was one of the things that's fascinating. You're looking at the gate in the movie, and all of a sudden on the screen, we're seeing that something that looks like a blueprint growing with little dotted lines. And
well, what it was showing was the angles, yes, and I can do that. I'm very good at angles.
Wow. Has anybody...
I think, you know, a lot of people that are in radio, I have found highly verbal. I remember one time talking to a lady in radio, and she said, I used to be in television. I hated it because I didn't know what to do with the pictures.
I'd be
the other way around. I want to do the pictures, and then I'll add the words later.
No kidding. All right. Well,
yeah.
Listen, there's no accounting for everybody. But, you know, let me just understand... With all of the research that we hope is really going on into the concept of autism,
what a big spectrum it is. Silicon Valley programmers are autistic. Einstein was probably autistic. Thomas Edison was probably autistic. Skilled steel workers I worked with who built some of my projects are probably autistic or dyslexic. So you've got this huge spectrum going from somebody that can be very talented to somebody with very severe problems. and it's all called the same word. And I think one of the reasons for that is when the children are really little, when they're 2 and 3 years old, they can look really terrible. I was one of those that looked really terrible when I was 3 years old. But I was really lucky to have lots of early intervention, lots of emphasis on turn-taking. You've got to teach these kids how to wait and take their turns. You've also got to give them opportunities to use their language. Another thing you need to remember when you're talking to these kids is they're like a phone on one bar. You might ask them to use their words when they want the juice. You might have to wait 15 or 30 seconds for them to respond because his brain's got to load the web page. You know, don't try to rush them. Give them time to respond.
Wow. But has anybody learned enough about the workings of the brain to understand why you think the way you think in pictures and diagrams?
Well, actually, a big visual thinking circuit, and you get into the whole thing you brought up before the commercial break about nature versus nurture. They are both important. Both are important. Let's say a kid has some ability in music. Well, if he's not exposed to musical instruments, how would that kid ever know he'd be good at music? You have to be exposed to instruments. Now, I was I had piano lessons. I was not good at that. Computer programming, tried that. I was terrible at that. But at least I got exposed to it, and that is something that's just so important. A lot of kids today are not getting exposed to enough different career options, and we better not be sticking our nose up at skilled trades. In the last year, I have stayed at 4 hotels in major cities, downtown, power, super nice hotels, and the water system completely failed.
Wow.
Because the city's not taking care of their water system. This had never used to happen before. Yeah, power would go off in hotels. You'd have no hot water. But on a big hotel, like the Pittsburgh Sheraton or the Hilton in downtown Denver, and have no water at all, that never used to happen. Infrastructure is crumbling, and we're going to need people to fix it.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Voice all the riders coming
home. Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We are finishing up this hour with Temple Grandin, who I hope will be gracious enough to come back with us again another time, because an hour isn't enough to cover all that we need to talk with her about. So if you missed any part of the day's show, by the middle of the week, you will find this show archived forever at sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, in the show notes. And if you go to travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites, you'll be able to go into the podcast, and for 52 weeks, the podcast will be there so you can download it. Temple, you teach at the university, the Colorado State University.
Don't mix it up with the other university.
Got it. Colorado State University.
Colorado State.
And you are a professor of animal science.
I do a class in livestock handling. And my students also have to learn how to do a scale drawing. And one of the things I need to do is explain to them why learning how to do a scale drawing is important. And I go, even if you do nothing with livestock, if you buy that couch, it might be a good idea to make a drawing if you live in a living room to make sure it's going to fit.
And don't build a boat in the basement and then try to figure out how to get it out.
And you know, since kids are doing less and less hands-on things, in the last 5 years, we've been finding that the students are having more and more problems with doing a scale drawing. And some of them have never even used a ruler or a protractor or a compass or any of those things that you draw with. And that's another reason why I did my book, Calling All Minds. And I've got the simple compass flowers that I drew when I was in third and fourth grade. You know, we need to get kids doing hands-on things. It also teaches practical problem solving.
For sure. And so does your teaching schedule allow you enough time to interface with people the way you will be on October 24th at the Beekmantown High School?
Well, basically, my class is one day a week for half the semester, so I have to be home on Mondays and Tuesdays.
So if those people who would love to be in your presence and hear what you have to say and maybe get lucky enough to ask a question that you answer, are there other places that you'll be visiting in the next few months or into 2000?
Well, you can look at my website, templegrandin.com. That's my autism website. And then my livestock website's grandin.com. It's my last name, grandin.com. And you do need to spell it right. Also, of course, I got a lot of books on the website, both autism books and livestock books.
Yeah, and if you go to sabrams.com, you'll find links there to both websites. So if you're driving, don't go off the road trying to worry about getting it noted. We have just about 2 minutes. What is it we haven't touched on that in these almost 2 minutes you would like our audience to know and remember?
Let me just talk about a few other things. If you're working with kids that are autistic, you know, let's say in the workplace, one of the biggest problems I'm seeing is these kids are not learning how to work. Because as I go across the silos, you know, I'll go visit Silicon Valley or I go visit, a cattle operation, I'm seeing people, granddad's age that have been very successful. I've had lots of granddads coming up to me, and they're finding out that they're on the autism spectrum after their grandkids get diagnosed. And granddad has a job because granddad had a paper route when he was 11. We've got to start teaching kids working skills before they graduate from high school, things like walking dogs for the neighbors, maybe a church, synagogue, or volunteer job, farmer's market volunteer job. And as soon as they're legal age, maybe working in a retail store, they've got to learn that discipline of showing up for work every day. And you want to have a slow transition from the world of school to the world of work. And that's one of the reasons why I emphasize so much learning how to work before they graduate from high school. Again, I want to emphasize autism is a very big spectrum, going from Einstein and Edison to somebody who may never learn to dress themselves. This is one of the problems where people get locked into the label. And I have talked to so many skilled people. I know a guy who owns this great big stainless steel food factory, and one time we discussed what labels he would have gotten as a young child. He would have gotten every label in the book. And he owns a food factory and a private jet. And then I see another kid that'd be his junior edition, ended up addicted to video games in the basement. And some of the emails and messages that make me the happiest is when a mom will write to me, you know, maybe she'll say, I read one of your books or I went to one of your lectures, you know, 5 years, maybe even 10 years ago, and my kid's just doing just great now. That makes me really happy.
And that makes it, what a happy note to end on. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to run today's Travelers 411 programming on Travel with Stephanie Abrams tomorrow. And make sure you watch my TV show Sundays, 5 p.m. on Biz TV Network. You can get it on Roku as well if you're not one of the 40 million households in America that can pick the show up, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. Come back next week, everybody. Gotta fly now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.